It's the Halifax Daily News, or as I like to call it, Halifax.
Halifax.
Halifax. Halifax. Daily News. Pretty cool, huh?
That's very nice. Well, after that beautiful thing, hate to bring you down, but, geez, we got another friggin' report of needles found in Halloween candy.
Oh, no.
Two more, one up in Cape Breton, and another one in Cole Harbor. A student at Astral Drive Junior High been into a candy bar on her lunch break yesterday and found a small sewing pin. Now, no injuries, wasn't hurt. She took the bar, the wrapper, and the pin to the school admin office, and they showed it to their police liaison officer. So the RCMP are on the case. Looks like the girl got the candy bar either on Astral Drive or Colby Drive in Cole Harbor.
Isn't that where the last one was, too?
No.
It was in Dartmouth.
It was Eastern Passage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, there was the other one that came to light yesterday in North Sydney, where a sewing needle was found in a chocolate bar up that way. So,
you know what the problem is?
What's the problem?
We got to get these people sewing.
Just,
obviously,
right.
They're not using their machines anymore, and they can put their freaking sewing needles wherever they want.
God, yeah, exactly.
Let's employ them as seamstresses.
Put that to good, not evil. Well, it would appear that we're plowing full steam ahead into Christmas. The Christmas wreaths started going up along Barrington Street this week. And there's one woman who is not standing for it. Her name is Katie McDonald. Says, listen, they're not putting me in the festive mood at all. She works downtown, and when she saw the wreaths on Barrington Street around 10 o'clock Monday night, she was really disappointed that the Downtown Halifax Business Commission couldn't have waited until after Remembrance Day, after respect for, oh, I don't know, everybody. But she says, you know what? There's a time for pause between Halloween and Christmas. Give us a week. Just be able to remember. And she's a former cadet, so she, you know, comes from this from a military place.
Now, how Christmassy are these wreaths, though?
Well, and that is the point.
Because if they were just wreaths with a red ribbon or whatever, they could be Remembrance Day wreaths, because you do lay wreaths at the cenotaph, etc.
Yeah, no, these,
you know, if they've got the bells and angels and candy canes and stuff on them, then I think that's a problem.
Yeah, not exactly. I mean, you know, the business commission says, yes, they aren't big Santa Clauses or tacky ornaments. They say, we feel this is a really nice way to beautify downtown and don't feel it's contradictory to anything that's happening around Remembrance Day. But
I agree. A simple wreath is fine.
But they're not simple. I mean, they definitely have Christmas-type ornaments on them. And I mean, you look at them and you just don't go, oh, a wreath. You go, oh, a Christmas wreath.
Yeah.
So they definitely are Christmas decorations. But
how would people feel if they put up just a simple Remembrance Day wreath, and then after Remembrance Day, jazz them up a bit? Do you think people would be upset with that? It's like, well, no, how dare you do that with the Remembrance Day wreaths? I mean, start your Christmas decorating, but still have it Remembrance Day-ish.
Yeah.
And then continue with the Santa Claus ho-ho-ho stuff after the 11th of November.
I think it would be a great idea, but logistically, it just wouldn't work. Paul McKinnon with the Business Commission says that they have 175 wreaths that go along up on the street lamps. It takes about a week to put them up, but rain and wind can cause delays. So logistically, they just can't wait until after November 11th because they have to have them up before the Parade of Lights on November 15th.
Ah. Here's a question. Why is the Parade of Lights on November 15th? It's getting earlier and earlier in the year. It used to be at the beginning of December.
Yeah.
That made sense. It was the unofficial kickoff to the Christmas season. Now it's on the 15th. Pretty soon it's going to be before Remembrance Day. Like, why does everything keep creeping? You know, I understand sales and stores. Everybody wants to get their wares out there for sale before everybody else because it's supply and demand, and we live in a free enterprise society. But parades? Come on. Just put it at the beginning of December and keep it at the beginning of December.
Yeah.
When was it last year? I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Because I guarantee you it is creeping earlier and earlier in the year. And that is the problem. If the Parade of Lights was on December 1st, then they wouldn't have to start putting up their wreaths until the last week of November. And then everybody would be happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And they're actually doing the Shopping Under the Stars at Spring Garden Road on Friday, November the 14th. So they're starting then and with the music and the holiday carolers. But I mean, good God, November the 14th? Sorry, I'm not ready for holiday carolers yet. I'm, you know, specials, tax-free, demos, music, you know. No, it's too soon.
Now, I think traditionally that has been pretty early. And the reason I say that is because you started at Light 92.9 at the very end of October the first year. And that was the first thing that you did was we went on location for five freaking freezing hours on the corner of Spring Garden and something talking about that particular sale.
Well, they're doing it twice this year. They're doing it on the 14th of November and then again on December the 5th.
They did that as well.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you did one and I did one.
But
of course, we went to visit each other. You don't remember that? We held hands.
Oh, I do.
It was all romantic and everything.
It was lovely.
And now we're sitting here bitching about it years later. why do those kids start the Christmas season so damn early?
So it was a big old barn fire in the valley the other night, Port Williams. A dozen fire departments had to respond to it. Normally a barn fire wouldn't be that big a deal, but this wasn't just any barn. This actual barn housed a medical marijuana grow-op. Burned to the ground on Tuesday night. It did. I guess when they pulled up, it was fully on fire, flames coming out of the roof. It was pretty much a dead issue. And they're not sure how big the marijuana grow up was, but certainly the barn was huge, 60 by 20. So that's going to hold a lot of plants. But
wouldn't you love to have been a Dorito salesman that night? Popcorn, peanuts, anybody?
Well, the firefighters actually had to take precautions because of possible marijuana smoke and other concerns. So kind of interesting. The building a complete loss, no injuries.
Precautions, what, they brought along their Nintendo? Well, Thunder Bay is having their annual parade of lights this year on December 6th, like any normal freaking city should have.
There you go.
But I'm still looking for the dates of past parade of lights.
Okay. So if you've been in Halifax for a very, very long time, you may remember the name Libby Baker or Libby Christensen, as she was known back in the day. And she was a prominent figure on television here in Halifax. She was, a pioneer of talk shows such as Look In on Libby and Home Base on CBC Halifax in the early 60s. And she actually was in Montreal as well. That's where she was born and raised. Went to school with the likes of Christopher Plummer and Oscar Peterson, just kind of sitting next to him in the class type deal. That's kind of cool. Moved to Halifax in the 50s with her husband, who was in the Navy, and actually ended up on shows like Front Page Challenge for a time. She passed away in Toronto this week. She was an Alzheimer's patient. And
what was she on Front Page Challenge for?
She was a guest panelist.
I think I remember her.
Yeah. Libby. Used to host the Queen's Plate broadcasts and the opening of Expo 67. And anyway, yeah, kind of sad. She was definitely, a trendsetter because back in those days, there weren't a lot of women on television, especially in hosting capacities. But sad to hear that Libby Baker passed away. She was 87 years old.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel about this. Saw this picture on social media. Screech, the Newfoundland staple.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy from Saved by the Bell.
No. Different Screech. This one isn't going to turn on you and write a book. Well, it might turn on you, but it definitely won't write a book. Newfoundland Screech out for the holidays with gingerbread flavor Screech. There is a need for this.
Ho, ho, ho.
No.
Why not? Oh, that would be great.
What? Are you kidding me? Don't mess with Screech.
Don't mess with my Screech. Have you ever had Screech?
A couple of times, yes.
It's rum. I mean, the rum that they put out commercially, and they call Screech to cash in on the name Screech, is rum. And so gingerbread-flavored rum would be really good.
No. Well, then make a Bacardi's gingerbread.
Oh, I bet
rum.
You they will.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they got every other flavor.
Yeah.
Is that the vodka? No, it's the flavored vodka.
The rums are flavored too. You got the spiced rum and coconut rum and things like that.
Yeah.
So a little gingerbread rum, that would be great.
I don't know. But geez,
but from what I've heard, Screech is not Screech. Like Screech is traditionally something that you make in Newfoundland. It's like kind of like Newfoundland
like
rum.
Swish?
It's, I think, or more like a variation on moonshine, kind of like that's what they made in Newfoundland. And then they cashed in on the name and they're selling it at liquor stores now. And it's just rum, but they call it Screech.
Just to give it that extra.
Yeah, the Newfoundland flavor, but not flavor as in taste flavor.
Mm.
They're finally putting flavor in it. Gingerbread flavor. I'm all for it.
Have you ever been screeched in?
Never kissed a cod. Although I heard that they were kissing other things instead of cods because of the moratorium that they had.
Oh, I got in right at the right time.
You kissed the cod?
Kissed the cod, baby. Kissed the cod. Yeah, I was screeched in
Well, so you have had real screech then.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, then I bow to you, lady, because I've never been screeched in.
Had a hell of a time trying to drink it down. It was pretty strong.
Yeah. All right, I'm wrong. I'm looking back at the 2012 Holiday Parade of Lights, the 17th annual.
Okay.
And that was on November 17th.
Oh, okay.
Now, what is it this year?
15th.
See, it is creeping. A day every year, apparently. Let me go back.
They probably set it at, the second Saturday of the month or something like that?
It should be in December. The unofficial kickoff to Christmas is now mid-November. Yeah. My God.
Enough already.
Humbug.
I think I've struck upon our next great business idea. This is awesome.
Our next great business idea?
Yes, we just keep having the ideas.
One was this podcast. Boy, we're just rolling in the dough now, aren't we?
Travel. It's all about experiencing new sensations, including different smells. And so that's why the tourist office in York, England, has created the first in the world scented visitor's guide. It's called Smell York. The city guide catalogs some of the English city's most distinctive aromas and corresponding tourist attractions. So there's a total of 12 in the little booklet, one for each month, and each image is infused with an associated smell. You just scratch and sniff to experience the fragrances, and it ranges from classic notes such as English tea to wild fern, and maybe some unusual ones, maybe candles or whatnot, but a grassy meadow, that's another one. But got me to thinking, smells of Halifax.
Oh, great.
So we're going to have one for each month. Now we just
How about driving down on the north end of Barrington Street? That's always a good smell.
Yeah, you've got the...
Although that's not as bad now that the harbor is not...
But it's still
traditional smells of Halifax, so you got to have that sewer.
That's right. Now, if you want to expand, and cover off the entire HRM, you could have the pungent smell of freshly cut onions to represent Kaiser's in Sackville.
Well, we're getting specific there. How about to represent going down the Bedford Highway in front of Clearwater and Fisherman's Market?
Perfect.
It's got to be the smell of lobster.
Yeah.
Smell of the chicken burger.
Yeah.
Grease.
That definitely, yeah. Now, if you want to get into, pictures of old historic Halifax, you could have a photograph of, say, the old Moyer's chocolate plant on Pleasant Street in Dartmouth and have that infused with a little chocolate scent.
The smell of urine, just visiting the parkades in downtown Halifax, going up the stairs.
Yes. I like that.
Although people might confuse that with the scratch and sniff New York. I've only been to New York a couple of times, but everything has that urine smell to it. The entire city, no matter where you go, you just want to wash your hands all the time because there's just that whole city is just covered in urine.
Now, see, I didn't find that with New York.
Well, that's why I married you. Your sense of smell is not that great.
I'm nose blind. Yes. Those commercials. I love those commercials.
Oh, I would not want to see what they turned our house into.
No, but you know what? I find Toronto has a very distinctive smell. It's like the moment that the plane lands at Pearson and they open up the vents to flood the aircraft with fresh air. It's just a scent that I recognize instantly. It's like, oh, this is Toronto.
Is it good or bad?
No, it's just there.
Wow. I've never really noticed that.
It's not really a fresh smell. It's not really a stale smell. It's not really a stink. It's just kind of there. But I digress. We gotta fill up our Smell Halifax book with more tasty tidbits. After the parkade urine smell.
Let me think. God, what does Halifax smell like? The distinctive smell of the ferry crossing the harbor. Although that's going away now, too.
Yeah.
Damn it, they cleaned up our harbor and got rid of all our good smells.
I think somewhere in there, there's got to be the smell, the musty smell. Because, a lot of the old houses, the old Victorian houses, as soon as you walk into them, it doesn't matter how many times they've been painted, renovated, whatever, they still have sort of that old musty, just like your grandmother's house.
How about the smell of the Citadel?
There we go. That would be musty for sure.
Musty, but not house musty.
Yeah.
There's a difference between house musty and fort musty.
Fort musty.
Fort musty. You know, people don't remember Fort Musty.
No, if it wasn't for Fort Musty, we'd be run by the Nazis now.
If you have any other distinctive Halifax smells that we should put on our scratch and sniff book that we're all going to get rich on, tell us on our Facebook page, will you? The Halifax Daily News. And we're back again on Friday to wrap up the work week.
Until then.